Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, May 20th, and 7:43 Central Time, 7:44 Central Time. And we have our friends from Safe Families for Children here in the studio today. Joining us is a care coordinator for volunteers, Sharon Reardon. Sharon, welcome to a Worldwide KFUO.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
And Laura Porter, you're also a family coach with the organization. Laura, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Sharon, tell us, what is Safe Families for Children?
Safe Families for Children is so exciting because it's a new way of looking at how to care for families in crisis. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to return the care of families in crisis to the church. At Safe Families for Children, we know who needs help, mm-hmm. and we know the Christians that out there that are wanting to help. So what we do is we provide temporary housing for the children of families who need a break, moms who don't have a safety net like we all have. Mm-hmm. And they'll call Safe Families, and we have host families set up that can take in their children for a time until mom gets back on her feet.
Now, some might say this sounds similar to foster care. Is it like foster care? How is it like it? How is it different?
It's definitely different from foster care in that the children have not been removed from mom involuntarily.
I see.
Mom has called us because she needs help. Mm-hmm. So that right away creates a friendly atmosphere between the host family mm-hmm. and mom. So we're there to help mom and reach out to mom and walk beside mom, which is a little bit different than the foster care system. Also, our families aren't compensated. It's out of the love for Christ that they're mm-hmm. Coming forward and taking on these lovely families that need their help.
And Laura, tell us about what your involvement with Safe Families for Children. What is it that you do as a family coach?
Yeah, as a family coach, you're more or less the liaison between the biological family mm-hmm. and the hosting family. So you're trying to create an organic relationship between them. So it can be anything from helping a host family out, doing a home visit with them, to helping a bio mom find housing or a job or just love on her a little bit.
So it really is coaching, being a family coach,
yes.
and providing that care for them.
Yeah.
How does someone find out, how does a family in crisis, well, first of all, what would be a crisis? What would be something that would help them, that would help us understand a crisis when someone might need to reach out?
Certainly. A lot of our moms are facing eviction or homelessness, and they don't mind staying in a shelter. Perhaps they can find a friend to stay with, but they don't have a safe place where they feel that their children can be. Mm-hmm. So they call us, and until, again, they get everything worked out, then we provide the host family to care for their children. It could be that mom needs surgery. And she goes to, actually, a few weeks ago, there was a mom, she went to the doctor and he said, I want you to go straight to the emergency room. And she didn't have any place for her children. Mm. So she found out about Safe Families for Children and gave us a call. And we were able to, within 24 hours, find a host family for her children. And she just needed a family for about a week while mm-hmm. she recovered. Laura, can you think of any other situations that...
Yeah, hospitalizations or evictions or, a family tragedy or mm-hmm. Something's happened to their home, something where they're unable to care for their children in a safe environment.
So this is kind of like extending the family is what it sounds like, having, adding some extended family. In some cases, today someone in that situation might call upon extended family, but with as much as our society has become kind of a global society, mm-hmm. might not necessarily have family around, might necessarily have those connections. So this sounds like a way of extending your family, having additional loving, caring parents to care for your children when you're not able to.
That's exactly right. And it's our hope, too, that the children who come and stay with a host family, that the church that mm-hmm. that host family belongs to can wrap their arms around the host family and help them if they need help. But mm-hmm. also, again, walk beside the child, walk beside the bio family, invite them to church so that not only it's an extension of an immediate family, is an extension of the Christian family.
Sure.
And such a natural way to share Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Just putting it in a more structured and put a name on it, I guess. Huh?
Mm-hmm. And we're matchmakers. Again, sure. we match families who need help with families who are willing to help.
For the families that, for those who are listening today who want to find out more about how to become a family, a safe family, how to provide care for someone in need, what are the things they need to think about?
They need to, first of all, contact us, mm-hmm. and then they fill out an application. And it is a process that might be a little bit tedious because you're having children come into your home. Mm-hmm. So we're very careful. And the families that come to be a safe family are so motivated. So it's really wonderful. So there's an application to fill out. Then you provide three references. One is a pastoral reference. So we go and talk to the pastor, which is actually always a pleasant experience. There's a criminal background check mm-hmm. that the family goes through, a home study, some online training, and then one orientation meeting.
So you really want them to be equipped and ready for this. You want this family to be ready for children, it really kind of at a moment's notice?
Usually, Laura, would you say it's about 48 hours from the time we have a phone call that comes in?
Yeah, it really just depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. We make phone calls and send out emails after we get a need. And so depending on how severe and mm-hmm. how emergency the situation is can depend anywhere between 24 hours, or it can be planning ahead. You know,
sure.
A mom might be planning a hospitalization a month out, so...
Sure, but it's important for the families that are going to be caring for children, the host families, to have all these things done in advance. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to go through this process and be prepared in advance so that they can be a part of your organization, your network, and be a contact that you can email or call in those
yeah,
short notices.
And it can go as quickly or as slowly as the mm-hmm. potential host family desires. They can be really motivated and get started and get everything done within 3 weeks, or they can kind of take their time and fill out the application, think about the process. I think that average was 83 days or something that was recently figured out from the time a host family puts an application to the time that they host their first child.
Now, who would be an ideal candidate? What families would be an ideal candidate? Would it be important that at least one of the adults be at home during the day?
It's amazing the variety of families we mm-hmm. have and the variety of family situations for safe families. We have some single women mm-hmm. who actually are hosting children, and they then sometimes look to provide daycare during the day. Sometimes the child comes with daycare benefits, and so the host family can take advantage mm-hmm. of that. Empty nesters is perfect.
Sure.
Because they have the time to give to these little ones that come in and they're experienced parents and mm-hmm. and maybe missing a little bit having a child in the home. And then we have a lot of families who have big families, and what's one more potato in the pie, you know, and they'll host children.
Sure.
So honestly, every family situation works. It really does.
Laura, how do you go about helping children make that transition? How do they get to know the host family and make that transition? I couldn't imagine being a child and then all of a sudden have to go stay with another family that I don't know yet.
Yeah, that can be really, really scary for kids. Mm-hmm. And we do have really good training for our host families. So we kind of prepare them up front for some things that they might see and identify in the child ahead of time. But really, I mean, coming to their home first off instead of running errands with them, you mm-hmm. know, and just showing them where they're going to sleep and getting down on their level, mm-hmm. Kind of basic hospitality things. But a lot of these kids come from places of chaos, and so behaviors can look different. And so that's why a family coach is important to have to answer those questions and help prepare the hosting family in the best way possible.
Now, where is Safe Families located? Is this just in the St. Louis area, or where can folks find out about Safe Families?
Here in St. Louis, we do mainly St. Charles County, Jefferson mm-hmm. County, St. Louis City and County. And then, do you know, Laura, where across the river in Illinois?
I don't know specifically where we cut off, but the metro region mm-hmm. of St. Louis. So we have families in Alton. We have families in Belleville over across the river on the other side in Illinois as well. So a broad range, a broad scope.
So primarily here in the St. Louis metropolitan area, both sides of the river.
Right. And Safe Families actually started in Chicago in 2002. Mm-hmm. But now we're in 25 states and we're in Canada and the UK. So it has really grown. It's fitting this area, this group of people that have been underserved and really mm-hmm. need help. So it's exciting to see it expand.
Sure. So how can our listeners find out more?
They can definitely hop on our website, mm-hmm. which is safe-families.org. Or they can call me personally. I'd love to talk to them. And my number is 314-609-1006.
Very good. And you have information on an event coming up very soon for Safe Families. Is that right?
Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah. This Saturday, Lutherans for Life of mm-hmm. St. Charles County is having a really brief information meeting. So just stop by when you're jogging down the street in St. Peter's. It's at Spencer Road Library, and it's from 9:15 until 10 o'clock. So come on in, have a donut, hear about Safe Families. Another exciting thing that Safe Families is doing is we're partnering with Our Ladies Inn, and we will meet the family ahead of time. And when mom goes into the hospital to deliver that baby, then if she has other children, uh-huh. they will come and stay with a Safe Family.
That's, you know, that's another important time that I guess we didn't think about is, if mom's having another baby and family needs help, because there are just so many demands. I know we went through that about 8 months ago. We have one child so far, but when another baby is due, family certainly can use those extra hands, that extra help during that time and welcoming a new baby home.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we want the whole Christian community mm-hmm. that has become a part of that bio mom's life to wrap their arms around her and around her child.
Mm-hmm. To share that love and that mercy of Jesus with mom and with the children, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, any other events coming up with Safe Families that we need to know about? Anything else down the road?
That's a great question. I think things are a little quiet in the early summer
sure.
months, but I have to say we are really, really needing volunteers. Mm-hmm. We need more host families. What happens every summer is our families take a much deserved break
uh-huh.
and they'll be out of town. And so we don't have, we are worried that calls will come in and we won't
sure.
be able to fill those needs. So if anybody's moved at all, now is the time we could get you approved and it mm-hmm. would just be such a blessing to us. We don't want children who we can love on and families that we can love on to go unserved. We don't want to miss that opportunity. So,
again, to go through that process to become a host family, they would contact you or go through the website to get in touch. And from that, then they would go through a process. And what was that process again?
Oh, I'd be happy to tell you about that again. It's basically a six-step process.
Okay.
So, Lord, listen if I miss anything. First is the application.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, the application's the hardest part. It's pretty detailed. Then we have three references that are provided. So we check references. There's a criminal background check. There's a home study. There's online training. And then lastly, an orientation meeting.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a great way to reach out with the love of Christ and the mercy of Christ to those in need. And so it's a great opportunity. As listeners are listening today, I hope that they can respond and you get the families that are needed to provide that care and that love. Today, we've been talking with Sharon Rudin. She's the care coordinator for volunteers at Safe Families for Children. And also Laura Porter, a family coach with Safe Families for Children. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning. Sharon, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
Laura,
it's great fun.
Laura, thanks for being our guest in studio today.
Yeah, thanks again.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily lectionary with Pastor Banky from Our Savior Lutheran Church. And I want to make sure I get the city right, in Tacoma, Washington. Coming up in just a little bit, right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.